So I remained with them, and the more I wrote that story, the more I got into those beliefs, and I think that's important for me to take on the beliefs, because that is where the story is real, and that is where I'm going to find the answers to how I feel about certain questions that I have in life. Years go by, of course, in the writing. It doesn't happen instantly as it. I'm trying to convey it to you here on at TED. The book comes and it goes. When it arrives, it is no longer my book. It is in the hands of readers, and they interpret it differently. But I go back to this question of how do I create something out of nothing, and how do I create my own life? And I think it is by questioning, in saying to myself that there are no absolute truths. I believe in specifics, the specifics of story and the past, the specifics of that past and what is happening in the story at that point. I also believe that in thinking about things, my thinking about luck and fate and coincidences and accidents, God's will and the synchrony of mysterious forces, I will come to some notion of what that is, how we create. I have to think of my role, where I am in the universe, and did somebody intend for me to be that way, or was it just something I came up with? And I also can find that by imagining fully and becoming what is imagined and yet is in that real world, the fictional world. And that is how I find particles of truth, not the absolute truth or the whole truth. And they have to be in all possibilities, including those I never considered before. So there are never complete answers. Or rather, if there is an answer, it is to remind myself that there is uncertainty in everything, and that is good, because then I will discover something new. And if there is a partial answer, a more complete answer for me, it is to simply imagine. And to imagine is to put myself in that story until there is a transparency between me and the story that I am creating. And that's how I've discovered that if I feel what is in the story, in one story, then I come the closest, I think, to knowing what compassion is, to feeling that compassion. Because for everything in that question of how things happen, it has to do with the feeling. I have to become the story in order to understand a lot of that. We've come to the end of the talk, and I will reveal what is in the bag. And it is the muse, and it is the things that transform in our lives that are wonderful and stay with us. There she is. Thank you very much.